صحابته الغر الميامين وعلى كل من صار على منواله واقتفى آثاره بإحسان إلى يوم القرار والخلود والقيام والدين. أما بعد, please you can be seated, sir. زونا thank you that Mr. Kawai. Ajlis. Having said these, brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. The Vice Chancellor of this August University, Kasu Kaswar Karatu, ably represented by my brother Professor Bashir, Basharakallah bi khair, the chairman of this occasion, the legal luminary, the legal gladiator, Senior Advocate Muhammad Afani Katu, my host for quite a long time, my colleague and brother, Professor Muhammad Al-Awwal Abdul Salam, Director at the Planning of this University, all protocols duly observed. Once again, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today is the 15th day of the month of Ar-Rabi'ul Awwal, 1447 after Hijra of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, 1447, in brackets the 8th day of the month of September 2025, CE and not AD. You see, it baffles me to see that Islamic calendar is not captured here. May I ask you why? All you have written here is date 8 September 2025. What is Islamic calendar, I'm asking you? This is something that is mind-boggling, allow me to say that. Capture our Islamic calendar every moment, because it constitutes part and the parcel of our civilizational sensitivity. Mark you, capture Islamic calendar in whatever you do, in your ivy, in marriages, things are very important. Ours is ours, theirs is theirs. This is something borrowed. What is your own? We are the ones to maintain our cultural sensitivities. The white man says, only your finger that scratches your irritating skin. The Arab says, Mahaka jildaka mithlu dhufrik. Nothing can scratch you are irritating your eye, chin, skin than your finger. In other words, you are the one to maintain your culture. My Islamic MSSN, take note. Take note. Barakallahu fikum. The topic is, you have it written, but I succumb to the view of the sun that I can rephrase it, I can remodel it. And I want to put it here that I am changing it from I can marry you, you can whatever, to listen. Marriage as a contractual union, the Islamic perspective. Is that okay with you? Marriage as a contractual union, togetherness, the Islamic perspective. Here we go. On your mark, get ready, say it, go. You see, the reciter who gave us opening recitation, subhanallah, realistically quoted some verses from chapter number 4, verses 1, 2, 3, he stopped there. He should have added to verse number 4, maybe he read it. وَآتُ النِّسَاءَ صِدْقَ النِّحِلَى. You see, he started by, and the ayah captures the essence of my lecture. Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ نَفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا.
رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ نَفْسٍ واحدة.
نعم.
وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء.
One, take the translation from this chapter, chapter number 4, Surah An-Nisa. Imagine, chapter women. In the whole of Quran, there is not any chapter known as chapter men. Anyone? The Hufaz, هل هناك سورة سورة الرجال؟ هل فيها موجودة؟ لكن هناك سورة النساء, chapter women. To show how Islam attaches premium importance to they have the better half, our sisters, our daughters, our mothers. Women, I salute you. Ladies, I greet you. I degree to honor. Yes, now it's very important. I have been saying in Hausa repeatedly, mata imba kuba gida inkunyawa Not Gidaya Bachi at all. And it is true. Without woman, I wouldn't have been born. My mother conceived me. She conceived all of us here. I mean, all your mothers conceive you. So don't tell me, Imba Kuba Gida accepted. I don't agree. The house becomes better and better the more. Am I talking? Am I communicating? Am I? Good. Now, there is chapter women. Within 1 hour, guide me when I try to go beyond the stipulated time. But Allah says, O ye mankind, fear your Creator who created you from male, Adam, wa unsa and female, Hawa or the Eve, wa batha minuhuma rijalan kathiran wa nisa, wa batha. You see, in Arabic, this is in Arabic lexicography. It is called what? Or etymology, sorry. It is called batha yabuthu bathan. It is fa'a yafu'u fa'am. You study surf. Batha يعني نشرة. Allah sprayed from male and woman رجالا كثيرا ونساء. Men in quantity and women. Then fear Allah that you ask one another in His name. Allah is watchful. Allah watches you. He is a watcher of you. You see, the point is, Allah says, وَبَثَ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً. This is marriage now. That is why I say my topic is rephrased to read, like I have said, marriage, a contractual union, the Islamic perspective. Saying I will marry you is just a part of this whole edifice. So don't give me piecemeal, give me the whole meal, okay? Maybe in the process, we're going to come to the place where I can say, I can marry, will you marry me? That is something, just is part of modus operandi, or how marriage, on how marriage is contracted. You see, let me jump to ayah number 4, in the same chapter. Give me the recitation. This is ayah number 4. In chapter number 4, we say 4:4. It says, وَآتُوا النِّسَاءَ صَدُقَاتِهِنَّ نِحْلَةً فَإِنْ طِبْنَ لَكُمْ عَنْ شَيْءٍ مِّنْهُ نَفْسًا فَكُلُوهُ هَنِيئًا مَرِيئًا. Give women their sadaq, sadaqatihim. Let me crave your indulgence. What is the English meaning of sadaq? Can I hear from you? Dowry, dowry, dowry. I hate it. Allow me to disappoint you. Please permit me to disappoint you. I don't agree with the translation dowry, because it is an evangelical term on prototype basis. Get me well. Deeply rooted in evangelical hula balu, brohaha. You see, my teacher once told me during my university days at master's level, that's then, that look, the term sadaq is not just dowry. Quranically speaking, it is what? NG. Give women their NG. What is NG? N is a qualifier. It's an adjective of quality, qualifying the noun. Ni'la means their gift. It is a nuptial, N-U-P-T-I-L, nuptial gift. The gift is being qualified. It is the nuptial gift. It is a kind of, you give, then you legalize her. She legalizes you. Look at this Quranic meaning. But the white man says, dowry, dowry, be as that may be. I can settle for it. But I'm telling you succinctly clear. It is not as we keep on just marketing. Dowry, dawa. Let's take it that one. But here also there is connectivity. It tells you marriage as a process. One of such, give the dawa, as you put it. Give the energy, nuptial give, because that is the practical meaning of the word. فَإِن طِبْنَ لَكُمْ أَن شَيْءٍ مِّنْهُ نَفْسًا فَكُلُوا. If part of the energy they give you something, consume it delectively and proudly. Let me ask you, if a lady you are looking for and tells you, if you marry me finally, don't give sadaq, I dash it to you. Don't give, it is a dash to you. And the marriage is contracted on that premise. Is the marriage accepted? I'm asking you. She is the one telling you, don't give a kobo. It is free. Allah says, if I give you, it's okay. Based on that, you didn't bring sadaq on the day of connecting the marriage. And the marriage is contracted on this still. Then I'm asking you, does the marriage stand, Islamically speaking? Does it stand? I get your yes. Does it stand? No? So they say no, you say yes. Now which one we be? Is it okay? Are you sure the marriage is not okay? Are you sure the marriage is okay? And I tell you categorically that the marriage is null and void, ultra vice. Doesn't stop. Doesn't stand. Because until the sadaq is given to her, it is handy, then she gives to you. This area is what skip. Then there is no connectivity. I don't know if I'm talking. Get it well. Allah says, وَآتُ النِّسَى. Give them. Before giving, she does it to you. How? There is lacuna. Forgive me, legal gladiators. There is lacuna. Get it well. Read Quran with thinking, with cogitation. Because Quran is given for you to ponder it. Kitabun anzalnahu ilayka.
Kitabun anzalnahu ilayka mubarakun liyadabbaru ayatihi wa liyatadabbaru al-albab.
Can't you hear? This is Quran chapter number 38, verse number 29. Kitabun anzalnahu ilayka mubarakun liyadabbaru ayati. It is the book so blessed sent to you, Muhammad, for people to think about it. What is it saying? Now, having this said, give me ayah number 54 in chapter number 25. نسب النصيرة، نسب النصيرة. والذي خلق من الماء بشرا فجعله نسبا.
وهو الذي خلق من الماء بشرا فجعله نسبا وصهرا.
وكان ربك
قدير.
وهو الذي خلق من الماء بشرا فجعله نسبا وصهرا. وكان ربك قديرا. This is Quran chapter 25. Surah Al-Furqan, verse number 54. It is Allah that created man from al-ma, water. The sperm ejaculated. That is the water. Ma'im Mahid. Then Allah makes man nasaban into genealogical tabulation. Wasira and through marriage connection. This is man. That is why I told you marriage as a contractual union, the Islamic perspective. You see, this qualification, not Christian perspective, not the so-called modern, no, Islamic perspective. It has to be Islamized, should be Quranized and Sunnanized, if you like it. It is sunnatically, Quranically. Get me well. Now, what is marriage? You see, according to the scholastic and scholarly definition, marriage is a union, it is togetherness, it is coming together between man and a woman based on some rules and regulations extracted from the Quran and the Sunnah and the understanding of the pious predecessors. These three things have to grudgingly come together to give you the actual definitive definition of what marriage is in Islam, not from the other divide. Am I talking? Am I communicating? Am I? Now, this is marriage. Now, in contracting a marriage, we say contract. What is contract? Well, it's a situation, it's a reality involving at least two parties. Contract can hardly be unilateral. I can be corrected. It can hardly be unilateral. It has to be bilateral, multilateral. Islamic law. The other law, you have your ways. لأنه قبل أن يكون الزواج منعقدا لابد من التعاقد البيني بينه وبينها. Who? Male. Her? Female. Is that correct? So you can't just see a lady, I want to marry you. What? Are you mad? There are things to be said. There is paradigm that should be looked into critically. Number one, what are her qualities? You too, what is your quality? What is good for the good? It's all good for the gander, the sick. Zaidu sees Hindu. He picks interest in her. He wants to marry her. Don't talk to her. She has parents. Go through. Watul buyuta min abwabiha. Come through the door. Don't say I want to marry you. Of course you want to, but follow the processes. Okay? Now what are her qualities? What is his qualities? His parental rootings. How does it look like? And her too. These things are a necessity to be critically looked into before jumping to inconclusive conclusion. Therefore, marriage, Quranically, jurisprudentially, is a wajib. It can come down a bit to become sunnah or mustahab. Marriage can be haram if you go to the jurist categorizations. But you see, I don't want to give you all these legal, like academic explanations. Let's go point to it. Let's assume marriage is more than just a mustahab. Marriage is a necessity. It's an inescapable reality if you want the human being to keep on maintaining its standing. Look, Because of the importance of marriage, Allah places marriage and everything. Can you give me ayah?
وَمِن كُلِّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقْنَا زَوْجَيْنِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ.
Can't you hear? This is chapter 51, verse number 49 to 50. Surah Al-Dhariyat. He says, وَمِن كُلِّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقْنَا زَوْجَيْنِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ to the aid of faith.
فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ.
Hurry up to Allah. I warn you against his wrath and anger. Clear warning. This is what verse 48 to 49. Out of everything, there is marriage. Another ayah. This is chapter number 87. وَخَلَقَنَاكُمْ أَزْوَاجَ وَخَلَقَنَاكُمُ أَزْوَاجَ وَرْشْ النَّافِ الْمَدَنِي يَعْلَمُ مَا تَعْلَمُ وَمَا لَا يَعْلَمُ تَعْلَمُ
وَمِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ وَمِمَّا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ.
I think it's تَعْلَمُ بالتحتانية أو فوقانية. سبحان الذي خلق الأزواج كلها مما تنبت الأرض ومن أنفسهم ما لا يعلمون. Is it ya or ta?
Yeah.
Yeah, Sheikh. Take it again.
ومن أنفسهم ومما لا يعلمون.
I'm not denying a branch of recitation can be like this. We have Qurra, Ibn Amir, Ash-Shami, through Hisham, Ibn Dhakwan, Abu Amr al-Bastari, Khalad, not Khalad, who is that? Susi al-Duri, and the like. Or Warsh Qalun, wa who? Qalun wa Warsh. But we may la ya'lamun. This is Surah Yasin, chapter 36, verse 36. Allah says, from everything we've created, men and female. Imagine, وَمَا لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Darkness, what do we have? Light, azwaja. We call it the theory of sex in Quran. Somebody is bulky, somebody is thin, opposite direction. It's a marriage there. Tall, short, marriage, to show you Allah's hikmah. Knowledge, ignorance, zawjain. Life, death, zawjain. Wa min kulli shay khalaqana zawjain. To tell you it is only Allah without any opposite component. La ilaha illallah. Even in science, you have, I think, is it in physics or chemistry? You have atom broken into proton, electron, neutron. They tell you scientifically, proton is positively charged. It's a man now. Electron, negatively charged. Neutron, neutral. No here, no there. La ilaha illallah. If you have cow, he cow, there is she cow. In Hausa, Bijimi, Sanwa, is a marriage. You have she, he, camel, she, camel, woman, kulli shay, khalaqna zawjain. So those telling you, oh, stop, avoid early marriage. What about early zina? Early fornication, unko? Early adultery, unko? As the English broker will tell you, he breaks it. If you tell me stop early marriage, there are girls growing, outgrowing their time. Above 18, above 19, above 20. And she is enjoying excruciating urge of the natural urge. Give her husband. Give him wife. But somebody tell her, no, avoid it. But they keep on must producing condom zina. Yeah, now my word. Make an attack. But you can correct it, okay? It can be used positively. So I am telling you, the more the young men and women eat, the more the art pushes them. The panacea, the remedy, there should be marriage togetherness. Effort to what? Give a blow to this simmering thing up and up. Any society that the rate of marriage not dies, you can well be assured the rate of irresponsibility goes up. This is natural. You don't have to be professor of statistics or whatever. It's very clear. It's clearly clear. So marriage is a necessity. The earlier you contract marriage, the better for you. My daughters, my sisters, my mothers, get it well. You too, the earlier, my sons, my fathers, elder brothers, get this well in your mind. China, when they cut down the number of how a family can bear children, what happens? It becomes an aging society. Now India overtakes China in terms of population. Previously China was leading, now it is down. Get it? Out of six, the most populous countries in the world, Nigeria is the sixth. India first. China comes second. USA third. Unless if I have forgotten. Then Indonesia, Brazil, then I think Nigeria is the fifth. Then you have this. Russia comes number 10. That is why it's part of their agenda for population cut policy. Come here, come there. People like Bill Gates are spending their satanic wealth. Yeah. But because they have the money. You know money. You know money, well, money in their work. You see, يقول البستي من جاد بالمال مال الناس قاطبة لديه فالمال للإنسان فتان. In his nunia, من جاد بالمال مال الناس قاطبة لديه فالمال للإنسان فتان. Money is something irritating to man. رأيت الناس قد مالوا إلى من عنده مال ومن لا عنده مال فأنا الناس قد مالوا. رأيت الناس قد ذهبوا إلى من عنده ذهب. To the end of it. Now, how is marriage contracted? Marriage is contracted, number one, you have settled your eye on the one you will want her to be your wife, and subsequently and consequently likely to be the mother of your children. Am I talking? Similarly, you, my sister, have seen the Mr. Right for you. You are Mrs. Right or Miss Right, and he is Mr. Right. Now, the first stage is do istikhara before saying, I love you, I want to marry you. Do istikhara. What is istikhara? Istikhara is from khiyar. Khiyar means choice. You see, in Arabic language, in sarf, istakhara hadha fi'l mazidi bi huruf thalatha. Example, shariba, istashraba. You know shariba? He drank. Istashraba, he requests for me to drink. Because and to feed the talab. So istakhara ay talab al khiyar min Allah Rabb al alamin. أفهمتم كلامي؟ So استخارة أن يفوض المستخير أموره كلها إلى الخالق المالك ربنا القوي الكريم. That is استخارة. Looking for a choice. So step number one before I will marry you, you'll marry me, is leave everything in the hand of Allah. Do استخارة. Because you may like something good, but it's bad. But it is good. Because wallahu ya'lamu antum la ta'lamun. Step number one, do istikhara. Ask Allah. The dua is there. Allahumma astakhiruk, to the end of it. Don't say, oh Allah, I love Hayya Allah. Even if it is bad, make it become good. Then that's not istikhara. It's not istikhara. Oh ya Allah, Allah ya Rabbi, innani uhibwa. Wallah inna fitnatun fi qalbi. Fitna? Fitna tazdadu fi qalbi ya miskin. Ayatuhal miskina. Leave every hand of Allah the Almighty. Oh Allah, choose for me. It may look good for me, but it's bad at the end of it, okay. So allow Allah to decide for you. Because Allah is omnipotent, Al-Qadir. Allah is omniscient, the knowledgeable. Allah is the all-seeing, all-hearing. So allow things to be decided for you by Allah the Almighty. Your common sense doesn't have any intervention here. You are just a human being. وَالْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيدُ حَقِيرُ ضَلِيلُ مِسْكِينُ. That is number one. If you feel you're okay, carry on. Go to the next stage. Go to her father or somebody on behalf of the father, personally, in a polite way. Daddy, I have seen your daughter and I have picked interest in her. Am I allowed to look for her in marriage? Am I allowed? Look at it. Don't say, I love her, daddy, because I am who I am. Who are you? That very part. Fankihum bin alihim. Marry them via the command or injunction or permission of their kith and kin. That is Islam. Don't say I love you just through the pages of WhatsApp, internet. Do you know today there are some girls that contract marriage via internet? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. By internet. Then who is the wali? Who is the wakil? What is the sadaq? Where is the siga? In marriage, before it is contracted, there are four conditions. We come to that based on my time. Mr. Chairman, watch my time. Okay. Now, you have done istikhara. Send somebody. If you cannot go personally, deputize somebody, preferably your uncle. Your uncle. The elder brother of your father or younger brother. The father shouldn't go. In our culture, we maintain these things. It's very important. It encourages to grow the cultural affinity. Yeah. Don't go. In Arabic, there is what they call al-ada, al-urfiya, the conventional practice. يقول الشاعر ضرر يذال وعادة قد أحكمت وكذا المشقة تجلب التيسير. العادة الجميلة كالسنة. They say عادة البلد كالسنة. That is stage number two. Then if you have been given a green light, okay, you can start talking to her. Then you come to, what is it written here? Can you marry me? Or I want to marry you. Not the jumping, I want to marry you. Don't do that. My sister, my daughter, if somebody tells you, marry me, tell her, hey, stop it. Stop it. I didn't fall from the sky. I have biological parents. Are you at all a respectable person? This gives me sign. You are a misfit. I can't marry you. Disqualify him. It is the kind of disqualifying theory. He's been disqualified automatically. Tell him, go to my daddy. Let him give you the card, the green card. Otherwise, you have red card. This thing should be maintained grudgingly, religiously, man. And sisters as well. Then tell her, will you marry me? Or can I marry you? Depending on the user. Semantics apart. What is important? You are introducing yourself. I want to marry you. I can marry you. Any difference between I want to and I can marry you? They're different. And I will. Will suggest future. Can suggest capacity. Okay? I should suggest you have been commanded. What about the semantics? I want to marry you. Then listen to her answer. She tells you, okay, give me some time to think about it. But you two, to whom proposal is made, we expect that you have already done your own istikhara already. The istikhara conducted, you and her. Now you come to the melting point, giving a categorical yes or a categorical no. And let me tell you, in Hausa, somebody says, idan kaje neman auren mace, sai kace mata wance kina so na, tace to mutun ya ki mutun, to wallahi ka gudu. Ka gudu ko ka fata. Kai wace magana ce wannan? Mutun na ki mutun mana. Give me answer categorically, yes or no. Amma mutun ya ki mutun, what are you telling me? Come on. Don't be deceived. Don't be double crossed. You will be in a tantahook. Give a categorical answer. Yes or no. After istikhara, after consultation, then you begin to look what is his own history. Is he God fearing? What is the contact between and the Quran? Is he a hafiz? Or is it the Quran? I'm not telling you have to be happy. No, I'm not saying necessarily. But it says it's an added value. Added value. Value added. Okay. Similarly, what is the connection between him and the masjid in the environment? The same thing applies to her. Which company does he keep? The white man says, tell me who your friends are and I'm going to tell you who you are. The Arabs say, what? إِذَا كُنْتَ فِي قَوْمٍ فَصَاحِبِ خِيَارَهُمْ وَلَا تَصْحَبِ الْأَرْضَ فَتَرْدَى مَا الرَّدِي أَنِ الْمَرْءِ لَا تَسْأَلْ وَصَلْ أَنْ قَرِينِهِ فَكُلُّ قَرِينٍ بِالْمُقَارَنِ يَقْتَدِي. Tell me the friendship you keep and I will tell you who you are. I will tell you a categorization. أَبُوكِمْ بَرَاوُ بَرَاوُ mai zama da madaukin kanwa mai suka ce and the like. So it's very important, check all these. Next we go to the next level. I will marry you, say I will marry you too, alhamdulillah. Next stage, what we call dating. Well, I dislike the word dating because it can carry a negative meaning, especially in the time of social media brouhaha. I will cleanse the term. Let me call it Islamic looking for marriage. Though it may be lengthier, but it's more appropriate. I'm not saying don't say dating. You can better. But I am reluctant to swallow the pill. We try to be Islamizing even the terms. I have been telling you, even in ABCD, instead of A for apple, B you say A for Allah, B for Bismillah, C for charity, D for da'wah. Allahu Akbar. Is it impossible? It's not impossible. Islamize everything. Those of you, word by word, who will be calling female circumcision FGM, you are committing haram. What do you call it? Female genital mutilation. Who tell you mutilation? If you call it mutilation, you are abusing the prophetic sunnah. It's wrong. The kuffar coined the term Islamizing to fit your civilizational Quranic Islamic sensitivity. Because this is chapter number 22. Whoever honors Allah's ways, such is a sign of God consciousness. You see what? In the hadith of Bukhari, the Prophet says to us, he says, إِذَا الْتَقَ الْخِتَانَانِ, when the two circumcised areas meet, circumcised area, it tells you female or woman has a circumcised area. He says two. So you are telling me that area circumcised is a mutilation. You know mutilation? Somebody is killing you, pluck his eyes. Mutilation. He removed the nose. This is haram. Are you telling me the Prophet is in haram? your medical doctor, be careful, watch your words. If the kuffar like the Muslim, Islamize it. Be very careful. وَفِي كُلِّ قَوْلٍ مُسْتَهِيلٌ وَجَائِزٌ. Now, you go to the looking for marriage. Where are you going to meet? In going to her house, look, there are four things. There is, when are you going? When? And how long is the discussion going to take? When? How long? Number three, where? Number four, what? These are the component of what you call dating. Tadi. When are you coming? Seek the permission from the marriage. We're talking about concept of Islamic marriage as a contract. Marriage, a contract in Islam. When are you going to go? Daddy, I want to come and start talking to her for familiarization. Okay, come after Asr prayer, eye to an eye. It's safer. Don't say, permit me, Daddy, to come after 12. Then you are a munafiki. 12? Midnight? No. Come after Maghrib. That is when. Time is very important. And number two, how long is it going to take? Let me ask you, brothers and sisters, please tell me, somebody looking for the hand of a girl in a marriage, how long should they take in discussing? How long? Tell me. Approach 1 hour. Okay. What about you? You just 1 hour? 30 minutes. My sister, what about you? I'm asked, because you are the ones people are coming to marry you, how long should it take discussing? We want to hear from you. I am having a kind of data collection. How long? 30 minutes. 30 minutes. 30 minutes. One guy says 1 hour. And to me, the longevity or otherwise is determined by the nature of the discourse. I want to believe the longevity or otherwise is punctuated, is characterized by the nature. But normally, anybody that has oratorial capacity, 20 minutes is enough to do the advertisement. It's not an advertisement anyway. It's advertisement. I am XYZ, son of ABCD. Love me or hate me. 20 minutes is enough. I tell you about 1 hour. Are you reading the whole of Quran? Believe you me, 30 minutes is enough. 20. Please, hey, sister, I am XYZ. And I want to marry you for the sake of Allah. I don't claim to be rich. But I want to be rich in human attitude, in morality. Not materialism, okay. Tell her, said to be said to her. Then I rest my case. You respond. Yes, I too agree to marry you. And I love you wholeheartedly. Not because of your structure, your money, whatever. I believe in your moral high standing, for example. That's all. That's all. That's the basis. That is, when are you going? How long? That is number two. Number three, what is the content of your discussion? Leave to me, ask the one you are proposing. Please, my sister, I want to give you, for example, verse number 22, 23 and 24 in chapter 4. Go and memorize the content of this verse. When I come next tomorrow, we're going to discuss these through explanation. Give me this ayah. وَلَا تَنْكِهُ مَا نَكَهَ أَبَاكُمْ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ
وَلَا تَنْكِهُ مَا نَكَهَ أَبَاكُمْ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ إِلَّا مَا قَدْ سَلَفَ إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَةً وَمَقْتًا وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا.
This is Surah An-Nisa, chapter women. And I told you, it is only Islam that accords such an honor, such an honorific title on the women, where it has a whole chapter named after women. Chapter women. I challenge any scripture in the world. in the biblical, in the Gita, in other books, women are respected. You can't get such a woman. It is all in the Quran. You have a chapter named after Mary, the mother of Jesus. In the whole of the Bible, from the book of Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Habakkuk, Matthew, Mark, to the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation, not a single chapter where it is called chapter according to Mary. Ha! This is Islam. Hold your head high. Not in arrogance, but in self-esteem. Girma kay haram, girma kay doli. Get me well. So what I'm saying now, Allah says in the ayah he quoted, do not marry such women that your fathers once married. In Quran, in Surah An-Nisa, there are 15 women in categories that is haram to marry them. You don't have to quote the ayah. But go to ayah number 23-24, you have a total number of women you cannot marry. They are 15. Quranically, sunnatically, there are extra 3. What I'm saying, tell the one you are proposing, my sister, go and memorize these list of women. When I come next time, read it to me, we discuss it. That is if only you know yourself. If you don't know, what's going to happen? As an example, or give her hadith, give her Quran. That should be the content of your discussion. I'm not saying you shouldn't discuss your semester, you know, first semester, second, what you've read, what are the chances of examination to look like. Discuss this. But discuss something important. Not talking just jazz. Alright? This is very important. That is what? Number 4, where? Where? When? How long? What? And again? Where? Don't carry her in a car with tinted glass, claiming that, well, I want to marry her, I got the permission. But she is not yet your wife, sir. Allow her to, you and yourself, to be in a holy matrimony, as they call it. The marriage must have been contracted before even consummation, which will take place. So it is haram to take her or to have her in a secluded area talking. It is, you are inviting Satan to your life of the future, okay? So these are some of the processes when you're talking about marriage as a contractual union, the Islamic perspective. This is my topic. Marriage as a contractual union, the Islamic perspective. Not just I want to marry you. I told you this is too is superficial. This is just part of that contract, the processes. Then after this has just been finished, fix the date for the marriage. The day and the date. Very important. The D-Day. Now it is for the parent to decide, not for you and her. But you can discuss. You see, please, can you call her darling? I'm asking you. Can you say darling? I'm asking you. You guys, can you? Because you are the one saying it first. Can you say her darling? Oh, the flower of my heart. Okay, the flower of your heart. Okay. Can you say this now, impromptu system, to me, an emphatic no? Say, my sister. Isn't she your sister? Isn't she? I'm asking you. Your wife, you say, this is my sister. Is it haram? Sister in what? In Islam. Not in genealogy. She will be haram against you. Islamically speaking, Prophet Abraham said, this is my sister in the presence of the Mawqoqis of Egypt. Okay. Hajar. So, my sister, when do you feel? When is it convenient for the marriage to be contracted? Ask her. Don't hesitate in giving an answer. Well, I feel my brother. You see, sister, brother. My darling, next time it's going to be. Man is very hasty by nature. So then you settle. Then the parent come in. Now the second day of Ramadan has been fixed for a marriage. How many amongst you are going to be married before Ramadan? Can I see your hands? MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Before Ramadan, congratulations. You unko, my sisters. They say you unko. How many of you before Ramadan? Okay, MashaAllah. All of your hands? Are you not ready for marriage? La hawla wa la quwwata. Aita zama haka. Wani malami ya ce, gata nan ta zauna, ta balaga har ta zama balangu. Allah ya kiyaye. Wallahi ba balangu ba ce. Get it well. When the parents intervene parentically, the date and the day have now been settled and decided. We can fait accompli. Fait accompli. Now, when the day for the contract and the marriage arrives, there are two things to be looked into and four things. Mr. Chairman, I think I'm on time. On time. Okay, jazakumullah khair. You see, the ulama of Islamic jurisprudence, al-fuqaha, they are saying, إِنَّ كُلَّ زَوَاجٍ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَنْعَقِدَ لَا بُدَّ مِنْ تَحْقِيقِ الرُّكُنَيْنِ. There should be rukunain. What is rukunain? A rukun, the bedroom. The one to be married and the one to marry. These are called rukunan. You cannot marry nobody, alright? Then after this, you need as well to have conditions. The conditions according to the ulama of fiqh. What is condition? Condition is a shart. What is a shart? يقول العلماء الشرط كل ما لا كل ما يلزم كل ما يلزم من عدمه العدم ولا يلزم وجوده الوجود. That is a shart, an Islamic law. كل ما يلزم من عدمه العدم ولا يلزم من وجوده الوجود. This is the definition of a shirk condition. Whatever that is, ما يلزم من أدم الأدم. Its absence equals to absence. But its availability don't necessarily means availability. I will explain. The absence of fuel in your car equals to absence of the movement of the car. Is that correct? But the availability of the fuel in your tongue doesn't necessarily move. You have to start moving. That is a shirk. كل ما يلزم من أدمه الأزم لكن ولا يلزم من وجوده الوجود. That is a shirk. In marriage, there are four conditions. Number one, صداق. The Allah Rama quoted the ayah. Take it again. وآتوا النساء.
وآتوا النساء صدقاتهن.
That very place, Quran 4:4. وَآتُ النِّسَاءَ صَدُقَاتِهِنَّ نِهْلًا. Give women, I told you, I don't call sadaq dowry. I told you earlier. I hate the word dowry because it is by origin an evangelical term. I call it NG, nuptial give. It is Quranically more germane to reality than the other meaning from the other part of it. But you can have your word as you have it. So sadaq is sin qua non, is a necessity, okay. Can I give donkey as my sadaq? Can I? Donkey, donkey, donkey. Can I give the one I want to marry donkey as her sadaq? Give me an answer now. I want it to be kind of an interactive session. Come on, this is knowledge. Can I give donkey, donkey, jackie, jackie? I'm saying sadaqi. You say no. Why? Why? Allah allows us to utilize to use donkey, not eating, mark you. I'm not saying eating, no. Eating haram. But you can use it. You can give donkey if the family, if the cultural practice recognizes this. Otherwise, don't. Jazakumullah khair. So you can give donkey, you should eat the kiatu. Because والخيل والبغال والوزنا ويخلق
ما لا تعلمون.
This is Quran chapter number 16. Allah says والخيل, the horse, والبغاله and the mule. You know mule? M-E-L-E. الفدري والحميرة and the donkey. لتركبوها for you to mount on their bird. وزينة is also pride. So from this angle, the ulama are saying jurisprudentially, you can give her donkey, not for eating, to carry things on the property. It's the use, the benefit job. But culturally, that is not doable. But I'm telling you, jurisprudentially is allowed. Can you give the one you want to marry 20 million naira as sadaqa? Okay. So say kushiria. Kushiria. Can you give her 500 million naira as sadaqa? But it's allowed now if you can. If it is affordable. But it is outrageously, it's outrageous. It is expensive, exorbitant. And barakah is taken out from it. Be modest. Can I give the one I want to marry this one as sadaqa? Do you take it? Can you? What about you? Yeah, yes, he said no. But let me insert a word I heard from my sister, your respected registrar. I was in the office this morning. In the course of her introduction, you know, she made mention of, madam, we have what we call gentle parenting. Gentle parenting, I say, yeah, it happens. Gentle parenting is a system whereby you allow your children to mend on the side of immorality. Oh, you know, they are kids, allow them to enjoy their life. Gentle parenting. At the end of it, you end up biting your finger. Then I told her, to me, gentle parenting is equal to denting parenting. That's my word. If it is gentle, it is denting. Preferably, it should be positively or positive gentle parenting. Mark the qualification, positive. To deter the possibility of a negative denting parenting. In the process, through parenting, you can come in. Hey, the sadaqa of our daughter is 100,000. 200,000 naira. Is it okay? It is affordable. Affordability cannot be denied here. Now, sadaqa is a necessity. Can you contract marriage by saying her sadaqa, the first time she puts to bed, she'll be given sadaqa? Is it allowed? Is it allowed? The marriage is contracted on the promise by the time she bears a child, sadaqa will be given to her. It is allowed, but to some extent it has been debated. What if Allah denies, doesn't give her? You have already legalized her. Some ulama refute this one, and I concur. But, if any sadaqa is based on a condition that has the chances of being materialized, it is okay. Like the first rain to fall from the sky next rainy season, hasada. It can be practiced. Okay? But if you say by the time the cock in my house that brings the teeth out, sadaqa is given. Impossible. So I'm only telling you some of the jury's views concerned. So sadaqa should be necessity. Number two, the wali. Who is the wali? Is the man to take the hand of his daughter and give a marriage to somebody, or somebody given the chance to do it, acting, a wakil. That is wali and wakil. And let me tell you, technically speaking, don't say the wali of the groom. No. It is technically misleading. Concerning the man, it should be wakil or wasi. But concerning the bride, it should be wali. The terms are there. They are just similar, but they are different. Wali is the wali. Wakil, representative. It's not as strong as the wali. That is why a lady cannot give her hand in marriage to somebody, Islamically speaking, until if the parent give their emphatic yes or somebody allowed to act in that very capacity. Am I talking? Am I communicating? Am I? Yes. My time is almost up. Then there should be a shuhada. The witnesses. At least two people to witness it. At least. Brother Yahya and Amin were there. Only two. They witnessed the marriage solemnization. They solemnized. But two people have consented. It is okay. Number four, siga. Siga are the wording. We call it the contracting words. And this wording should be based on fi'lu madhi and fi'lu mudari. Like in Arabic, zawajtuka ibnati or zawajtuka mawliyati. The one I am her wali is here by having her hand given to marriage to you or the one you represent. That is okay. That is wali. This word is very important. Don't say I shall or I will. Has to be in present progressive, I am giving or I give you. If you say I will, fix another day. Because I will suggest future, correct? Now, okay, concerning the receiving end, he should say, I am accepting. أَنَا قَبِلْتُهَا نِيَابَةً أَنْ وَكَّلِي. You have to know all this word nitty-gritty. We are talking Islam, come on. I am accepting or I have accepted. If you say, I will, fix the next day. These four things are the component of making marriage completely solemnized. Have I spoken? Yes. Now the process of taking the bride to her matrimonial, shall I say seclusion? No. Environment. Alright? How the bride is taken to her husband's house by three ways. Either the maternal side should take her to the house of her husband, as it was done concerning Ummuna Aisha. The sisters of her mothers should take her. You know, out of Lebanese culture, there is what you call being timid. Kunzam kunyaba. Kunya. You have to be modest. Modesty is very good. Then take her to the home. Or the husband himself should take her to the home. For example, the marriage is contracted in Kaduna today and the guy lives in Lagos. What's trouble? Give him his wife, go to the airport, bye-bye, oya kalo, make una go. That's all. Don't delay. Delaying can be dangerous here. Or her father should take her to the husband. Let them have both him and her seated. The father give fatherly advice. Fear Allah. Be patient. Tolerate one another. Be consultative. Mr. Husband, don't become bossy. You are boss. You are a leader. Listen to her. Look at her situation. Each and every woman needs 4 M. Maskan, mat'am, malbas, mabit. Qadraful mim. You give her maskan, shelter. Mat'am, feeding. Malbas, clothing. Mabitin, sharing the same bed. Even if any conjugal relation wouldn't take place. What is important, fill one another, the body, while there. This is a very important thing to be taken into consideration. But because of time factor, you told me 10 minutes more, please. I don't know, Mr. Chairman, if my minutes have been consumed. Are you giving more latitude?
2 minutes.
2 minutes? 3 minutes. Jazakumullah khair. These 3 minutes I will take to give you 10 pieces of advice. Take your pens. Take your pen, because I enjoy, if I talk, I ask. You see, you are potential angles, I do believe. You two are potential amirs. Soon, may Allah make it, you know, a delectable moment. A time of blessings for all of you. Wouldn't say amin? La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Number one. Piece of advice number one. Make a good choice. I told you the qualities. Good choice. Don't be deceived by the physical appearance. Beauty is not in the anatomical structure. Beauty is beautiful. Fear of Allah is more beautiful. Get my word. Number two, look at the parental background. It says a lot concerning how your marriage is maintained. Am I talking? Number three, conduct the marriage, looking for the marriage in a way that four things are mentioned. When, how long, what, where. Did I say it? Number four, is it four, three?
Four.
Number four. Don't allow materialism to punctuate, to characterize, to determine the way you marry somebody. Oh, he's wealthy. Oh, she is crushingly beautiful. Okay, crushingly beautiful? But are you telling me? Beauty is beauty. I'm telling you, beauty is beautiful. But fear of Allah is more beautiful than that physical beauty. That is important. Somebody can be handsome. You know, you don't say beautiful man. Do you say? No. You say what? Handsome. Okay. It's very good to have somebody beautiful. But fear of Allah, لَيْسَ الْجَمَالُ بِأَخْوَابٍ تُزَيِّنُنَا إِنَّ الْجَمَالَ جَمَالُ الدِّينُ وَالْأَدَبِ. That is important. Number four, or is it number five?
Number five.
Do istikhara. Number six, by the time she comes to your house, remember she is weak. She is likely to anger you, to infuriate you. You to have the chance of doing the same to her. Tolerate one another. It's very important. Tolerance. 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 Wallahi, no marriage without disappointment. No. If you are looking for that, then you are damn mistaken. Number six. Number six. Number five. Seven. Teach her. Teach her. Or let her teach you. Do you accept it? Teach her or let her what? Are you ready for that? Are you ready? Are you, my sister, ready to be taught by your husbands? Yeah. That is the natural course of things. I have a student in Maiduguri. Once he told me, Sheikh, come and visit my house. You see my wife, she is half either. I sit and she teaches me. It's okay now. The arziki agidamwani. Say there was a girman kansi ya. Ya maza ita koyar ina mai gida wani ne mai gida kana katotan jahili. She knows. She got to teach you. Ke kuma karki dinga wani baroƙoƙo da ƙoboro-boro da jiji da kai ainihin ce malamin shi. And so what? Don't be bossy, don't be arrogant, don't be hydra-headed, don't be stone-headed. Maintain humility. Inna tawadu'a min khisal al-muttaqi wa bihi ittaqi ila al-ma'ali yartaqi. Wallahi, I told her, I said, "Kefu Allah yake albarka," ta ce na gode malam. Kuma ina zauni sai na tana koyar min Qur'ani, ina shi na gama haddan Qur'ani. Isn't it good? Let her teach you. Otherwise, you are the one to teach her. In marriage, there are nine things. I'm not giving a new lecture. Man should be ahead of woman by 3 points. She should be ahead of him with 3 points. 3 points to be shared amongst them equally. No time for explanation. But just on this one, points number what? Five. Number eight. Number nine, tolerate her. Wallahi, be patient with her. I said it earlier. She angers you. You invite your friends to have a dinner in your house. All of a sudden, they are seated. She told you, "I didn't cook anything." And you are providing everything. You feel like saying, "Okay, take your ticket, Dansaki." Don't do that.
وَلَوْ صَرَرَ رَفَرَ إِنَّ ذَلِكَ لَمِنْ
Those who exercise patience and overlook, such is an important way of moral behavior. Number 10. Or is it number 9?
Number 9.
Respect her father and mother. Don't call the name of her father nakedly. Hey, let me tell you, Balarabi Yazu, he's her father. What are you talking like this? Say, Baba has arrived. And say, my mother, even her mother, has arrived. It's very important. You two say the same thing. It's a kind of reciprocal gesture. Number 10, don't be stingy. Don't be stingy. Don't be stingy. Stingy. You know stingy, ba? You know stingy? Stinginess is a term that characterizes the life of some men. Very stingy, odd-handed. Maso handin jariri. You know handin jariri, ba? Bani. So don't be. Wa'alfad. The men have their rizquhunna feeding on them bil ma'ruf in the appropriate way as Islam recognizes. This is very important. These 10 points out of many, many points to be said are very important, but because of want of time. Finally, sir, you can be seated. Jazakumullah khair. Finally. Every person amongst us here will be struggling for journey back to Akhirah. Start journey right now. Start journey. Because we are going back to our Creator sooner or later. Don't be deceived by long age. Don't. Start withdrawing from this life. It's very short. It's a transitional life. More transitional than transition itself. If only we use our reason. Number one. Number two, get ready, prepare for your ground. Prepare your qabr, your tomb, your grave. Prepare it for now, right now. If you keep your house tidy, illuminating with good odor, what about your grave? The house of darkness, the house of contraction, Allahu Akbar. The house to be eaten, consumed by the worms. Kachi kasha kai tepa. Kamachi kabari ya karba. Kauru e sunsa tasharba. Yanzume ye fikyo kazaba. Ba ba ba. In ba farali danasila. Get ready. Number three, keep on praying before prayer is said on your dead body. Pray before they say prayer on you. Before you are prayed on. Yawaita salla kahum asalla chika asalla chini asalla chiku. And it's going to come, a reality. Arguably upcoming. Somebody says, the way the train becomes so fast, the destination is very near. So the train of life is very fast today. To tell you, your end time is also at hand. Look at this wise saying. إِذَا كَانَ قِطَارُ الْحَيَاةِ سَرِيعًا فَالْمَحَطَّةُ سَرِيعَةٌ إِنْدَى جِرِجِينَ دَ مُسِيفَ السَّوْرِي أَقَسَى To yana gaya maka, but zaka yi masa kiran, ka tashi daga misali Abuja, ya sunan filin ƙasan Abuja, zuwa nan Rigasa, 2 hours, when was it? 1 hour. The faster it is, the shorter the destination. So also the life train is also fast. Look at today. You sleep, it's morning. Early morning. So the faster the days are, the closer your grave is. Get it well. So prepare for the departure. Please Allah before you meet Him. Prepare your grounds. Pray before prayers are said on you. And finally, don't you ever go to the hereafter with other people's rights on you. That day, you are going to be questioned and be asked, you have nothing to give, then you're good. On this note, I think it's high time to call it a day, to rest my case, to draw the curtain on the discourse. I thank Allah the Almighty for this wonderful opportunity and for your attendance. I give my thanks again to the management of the university, the chairman of this occasion, my brothers and students. As'alullah rabbal alameen, al-kareem, al-rahman, al-hannan, al-mannan, al-ra'uf al-raheem. An yubarik fikum jami'a. Wa an yaj'ala dirasatakum nafi'atan, mufidatan, hatta ta'ummu al-umma, hatta tufidu al-umma. Innahu wali dhalika wal qadir alayh. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.